Welcome to episode 186 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about a season of celebration. Let's dive in. I don't know about you, but this time of the year is a season of celebration for me and my family. I love going and visiting my family for Christmas, and one of the reasons is because it seems like it is a non-stop celebration. We obviously celebrate Christmas on the 25th, and then on the 27th, my niece just turned 10 years old, so woo, double digits! And then yesterday, the 29th, I had my birthday. And then again, tomorrow we're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve, and it just seems like there's just one big celebration after another. Well, I know for a lot of people, as we look back across 2020, this year has been one full of, well, a little bit of craziness and, well, a lot of hardship. But if I can encourage you, spend some time in these next couple of days and ponder the goodness and the mercy of our Lord afresh. Several friends and I were talking recently about just this last year and just all that God has been doing. And we were just constantly reminded of, even though there was difficulty and even though there's a lot of craziness, God has been so good. And he's leveraging even this for our good according to his purpose and his plan. In other words, Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. In fact, you can go and just check it just to make sure. But it's there. And we need to remind ourselves that God is good and he is faithful. Now, regardless of whatever happens this next year, can we remember that God is still faithful? That even through any hardship, through any circumstance, through any difficulty, our God is still upon the throne. And just as a fresh reminder, whether or not you're setting goals for this next year or whether you just want to take things as they come, can I remind you what Paul told those in Colossae in Colossians 3, verse 2? Paul said this, and I think it's a great encouragement and reminder for us as we head into this new year. Paul says in Colossians 3, 2, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth." Now, obviously, we need to go to work and pay our bills, and there are earthly things that are important. But what Paul is saying is, let your mindset, let your focus, let your drive, let your delight be on things of heaven, not things on the earth. If I'm pursuing the things of the earth this next year, then I'm actually going to be neglecting the spiritual things, the more important things. And I really want 2021 for all of us to be one of the greatest years spiritually in our lives. So what if we would, as the great old hymn says, turn our eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Can I encourage you to do that this next year? Can I encourage you to freshly set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are earthly? And again, one great way to do that is to look back on this last year and just notice how many times God has been faithful. Notice his goodness. How have you grown? How have you changed? Because as much as we don't like difficulty, it's often in the times that are hard and trying and difficult, those are the seasons that God uses to grow us and teach us the most. So let us rejoice and celebrate in those seasons. Well, just as we enter into this new year, I have a quick favor to ask of you. I'm going to be setting aside a couple of days just to be pondering and praying and really seeking the Lord of what I should be focusing on this next year in terms of the Deeper Christian Podcast and the website. And I'm really looking to begin to scheduling out a bunch of content over these next several months. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to ask you, my dear listener, what you would like to hear over this next year. Is there any particular topics or themes or studies that you would like me to focus on, whether it be on the Deeper Christian Podcast here via audio, or whether it be more in an article format on the website? I'm really wanting to get back into writing this next year, and as such, I'm working on a whole bunch of different content that hopefully will be coming out in these next couple of months. But I would love to hear from you and what you think would be great in terms of what would be helpful for your spiritual life. So a couple ways you could do this. One, you can send me an email by just going to podcast@deeperchristian.com. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts for the Deeper Christian Show and leave a rating and review there on the Apple Podcasts. Now, that's actually a huge bonus for me as well, because as you leave a rating and review, it tells Apple that they should put this show in front of other people. So if you think other people should be listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast, that might be a great way that you can actually give me some feedback, as well as let Apple know that they should be pushing this show to more people. And a third option is you could go to the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/186 for episode 186. And there is a button there where you can just shoot me an email or just reply. Well, I would genuinely love to hear from you and just hear some of your thoughts of things that would be beneficial for your spiritual life as we look into this next year and focus on Jesus Christ. So again, whether you want to send me an email, go to the website, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, I would deeply appreciate your insight and wisdom of what would be helpful for you personally over this next year. Well, as always, thank you so much for listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast. I'm really expectant as we enter into this new year and all that Jesus is going to be doing in our lives. And it's a crazy thought, because the next episode is going to be not till next year, which really is just next week. But until then, know I am praying for you and cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.